Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Rachel True.
And I'm Trent Venegas.
And you're listening to Quoting Gene Roddenberry,
the 100 Day podcast that celebrates what would have been the 100th birthday of the man that created Star Trek.
Each day between now and the end of our podcast,
August 19th,
one of Star Trek's biggest icons,
or celebrity fans,
or both, we'll be quoting Gene Roddenberry.
Then we're going to take a deep dive into why we think this sci-fi legend still has a lot to say to the world.
Today's quote is read by Tony Award-winning actor John Glover.
One of the greatest achievements from the show was to find the kind of people we attracted and some of those relationships we formed with them.
Welcome back to Quoting Gene Roddenberry, and I would like to welcome back our guest host this week, the New York Times number one best-selling author, Scott Sigler. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you. We're having so much fun on the show.
So I'm going to throw this to you right away. Why don't you jumpstart our conversation? What are your thoughts when you hear this quote from Gene?
It's very comforting and exciting to me, my own career as an author. I started out giving my stuff away for free as podcasts, serializing my own audiobooks, recording them, putting them out, and early on started to find a fan base of people who really liked the stuff that I did and would reach out to me to talk about the science, to talk about the politics of it, just to talk about the thriller storytelling aspect. So, you know, finding the kind of people who resonated with my work and then establishing relationships with them has been the whole core of my career. We were lucky enough to do a thing called Sigler Fest for 9 years and, you know, get 100, 200, 250 people coming to Vegas to hang out with us for 3 or 4 days. And watching all the relationships these people form both there and on my website back when it was pre-Facebook. So we had 15,000 people on that site talking to each other and chatting with each other and sharing ideas and revolving around the content like Gene's fans revolved around Star Trek. It is an incredible feeling to know that something you put into the world made two people who would have never met each other come together and they establish a bond and a relationship that they share for the rest of their lives. It's mind-blowing, and I'm sure he experienced that on a staggeringly larger scale.
I love that you said that, and I can attest to Scott's willingness to talk to fans, because I think I sent him a tweet first, like, I love your books. And he answered me. I was actually shocked. I don't know why. And then I've pestered him ever since. But yeah, I think one of the things about this quote for me is it reminds me, I hate the word, you know, when Twitter and all that start followers. I never liked the word followers because it implied they're following behind. But also, per what Scott said, it reminded me of like the movie The Craft that I was in. People wouldn't still be talking about that really, really old movie if it weren't for the fans and the people who loved it. They're the people who kept it alive after all the years. And as an actor, I remember about a year or two after it was out and people were still talking about it. I was like, I don't want to talk about that. I've done other things. But then I quickly came around to, wait a second, this is sticking with them and it's still in the zeitgeist because, not me, but because they have a kinship to this material. And as so many trans, as so many LGBT people have said to me and Q people have said, I saw myself in those characters, in those weirdos. People were considered, I'm not calling them weirdos. I'm saying in the movie, we say we are the weirdos because we are the people who are other, considered other. We don't consider ourselves others. We just are. But we are considered other by plenty.
Yeah. And I love hearing how both of you talk about the fact that you appreciate like the fandom and the people who appreciate your work, because that's the thing that resonated with me in the first part of Gene's quote when he says one of my greatest enjoyments. So for him, one of his greatest enjoyments from Star Trek was getting to meet the fans and to see the relationships that occurred in this massive fandom that is still going very, very strong 55 years later. And I was very fortunate when I was blogging to have people who said that they were quote unquote fans of mine. And that was also a word that I was very uncomfortable with because, again, I just felt like I kind of was like, right moment, right time. Like it was just a perfect storm of technology and accessibility and a high speed internet that I was able to do my blog and just write about the things that I liked. I wasn't trying to convince anyone of anything, nor was I trying to say, you know, hey, I'm so cool, you should like me. But people would tell me, I'm such a fan of your blog, can I get a picture with you? And it is the hugest compliment for a stranger who I have never met and have never directly communicated with, but they felt such a kinship or such an affinity where they not only wanted to say hello, but they wanted to take like a little piece, you know, a piece like with a picture. And it was such an honor for me that I was like, yes, let's take a picture. You are not my fan. We are now friends. Because I feel like if they were a fan of my blog, it's because they were a fan of, I was talking about Star Trek, I was talking about Nine Inch Nails, I was talking about Britney Spears. And as a gay man to meet people who liked Nine Inch Nails and Britney Spears, I thought I was the only one like that. I thought I was the only quote unquote weirdo who was like that. And when I met other fans who also love the Downward Spiral and they love Baby One More Time, I was like, oh, of course I would be friends with you. And that's the other thing too, I always say, like, if you like what I wrote, and if you were into my humor and the things that I'm into, I guarantee you we'd be friends. And the only reason that we're not is because we're separated by geography or whatever.
Oh my God, can I jump in and be super cynical and be like, I don't say that at all, because some people are meant to be internet friends, Trent. And
I mean, that's fair.
I had a restraining order from Stranger Danger, a 10-year restraining order in my pocket that just ran out from Stranger Danger. So I think you have to be a little careful right out there. But
yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I do love what Trent is saying, because it's not just, I think when we say fans, we don't like that word because it implies like we're the ones who are da 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 da.
And yeah, you, it's an uncomfortable word.
Right. Yeah. And you, per this quote, the kind of people we attracted and some of the relationships we formed with them is, and it's one of the few quotes where he's saying my enjoyment. Most of his quotes are about other things or altruistic stuff. And he's saying, no, I actually get enjoyment out of that. So we are a part, it's a synergistic, some might say parasitic. And I'm not saying which way, right? Because the celebrities need the fans.
Yeah.
The fan, you know, goes both ways. But I think it is true. You can form. There are people who have a relationship with the movie, the craft, right? Or Half-Baked. You know, I was in somewhere and they were calling me Mary Jane. And I was like, oh, right. I'm Mary Jane. I forgot that to them, I will always be that. And that's super fun. And I love that Gene is admitting, like, I like this too. But also, let's not forget, if you're Gene Roddenberry, like my friend, I always mention Bill Prady, like he produced a Big Bang Theory, created it. So he gets to meet so very many of his idols, you know, and I love seeing him geek out that he got to talk to LeVar Burton or so-and-so, you know, great scientists. He trips out on the scientists more than anyone. But that's one of the few things that people don't know is a great privilege of being in the public eye or celebrity. Sometimes you get that. You get to meet your idols too, right? Is pretty exciting. Also, I just want to throw this in there. If you guys haven't read Scott's alien book, Alien Phalanx, right?
Phalanx,
such a good book. He's not going to say it, but I think it's one of the it's one of my top alien books, and I've read a lot of alien books, and his is in the top two. So please check it out, you know? Because were you a fan?
Oh, my
God. That's why I was thinking of it. We were a fan of aliens.
That's been one of the most mind-blowing experiences of my my career, is going from just crazy fanboy off Aliens. If for me, James Cameron's Aliens, the best movie that's ever been made. I've watched it 100 times. I just adore it. Mm-hmm. And then advancing your career to some point where you have enough, you know, fans and customers buying your stuff that you get on somebody's radar and like, would you like to write an Aliens novel? I'm like, yes. Yes, I would. And that was just that was an incredible experience for me. And I know a lot of the Star Trek authors get that same, just, they can't believe this is happening in their career. that they get to go write a Star Trek book and play in that sandbox is the phrase we always use.
How did you unfan yourself enough to like just, I mean, you're a great writer. That's how you did it. But
I didn't even bother to unfan myself. I think my response is you got to be shitting me. Yes. Like that was, and then I worked with a gentleman named Steve Saffel at Titan Books who had the license to do the alien stuff. And I just kept hammering him with treatments. What about this? What about this? What about this? All the stuff that I'd always wanted to see from the movies, I was able to send to him. So I did not bother to hide my fandom one bit.
And this is not the Scott Sigler podcast, but I just want to say what I loved about it was, I don't want to give too much away, but these are people who don't have the highest tech. You know, they're not, you know, right. with the newest space shield and stuff made out of alien blood so they can protect themselves. And so I thought the creativity in the book was super great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, and as this conversation is unfolding, I'm sitting here talking with you, Rachel True,
and
you, Scott Sigler, and about, you know, Gene Roddenberry's quotes for Roddenberry Entertainment and Star Trek. And I'm like, how am I here? How am I able to be here? So it's an amazing, amazing feeling to be a fan of something and then be invited to, you know, have a say or to at least be at the table to have the conversation.
I had the exact same experience when Rachel reached out to me, just reading my books. And I was like, wait a minute. No, that's not the actor from The Craft and Half Baked. Right? I was like, holy shit. It was another, cause I just love both those movies. So it was another moment where, so, you know, having that grounding, being a creator who's grounded enough to allow themselves to have these, you know, fan person moments helps you have better perspective when someone comes up to you and will say something like, that is my favorite piece of art. It has had so much impact on my life. Because the first couple of times you hear that, I'm sure you've even heard from your blog from time to time, it's like, what are you talking about? That's just a thing I made.
Yep.
And you forget. Yep. Yeah.
But that's why I took the time to fangirl, because I'm like, listen, this quote, you know, is a little bit about that. Right. Mm-hmm, and what I like is that I'm not jaded enough not to have enthusiasm still for the things I get a kick out of, or the people, or the, you know, who, oh, I've liked them since I was a kid, or so I still get the same way other people do about something I've been in, which is weird to me, but it's all part of the whole, you know? And again, it's the relationship we formed, and why I may not be as altruistically outgoing with fans as Trent is, because I'm a lady, so I have to be more careful with that stuff, frankly. Yeah. I do appreciate each and every one who comes up and tells me, because I just go and do my stuff, and then I hope people watch it or not, you know? And then I was focused on a book and other things for a while, so the fact that people still know me as an actor, I'm always like, oh, thank you! You know, it's not coming from a place of, oh, of course. And of neither is Mr. Roddenberry.
It's so revelatory experience, I'm sure it was for Mr. Roddenberry as well, when you realize that this thing you're making, where you are creating fiction, something that has never existed, people that never existed and never will actually exist, have emotional impact and resonance with people and can literally change people's lives.
Yep.
You know, people like, I've had numerous experiences, people come like, I was in a really hard, difficult place in my life. Things are really dark. And your bit of art out there was the thing I associated with. And in a large part, that gave me that friend, that gave me that person I needed to kind of lean on, that source of comfort that was always there that helped them get over that bump to the next thing. And you know, if you've been to sci-fi conventions, you know, there's a lot of people with social awkwardness there. And how many times Roddenberry's siren call out to the world, to all of the others and the weirdos and the other thing, we can all come together and have community and success. How many times he must have experienced that. I mean, that kind of thing had to lean right into that quote.
And I had the same experience actually with one of the first book of Scott's. I think I listened to it on Audible, where I've had an account since like 2000. But I was like selling a house or something tedious and annoying. And it was just really fun to put on your book and be taken somewhere else. And I could say that about so many things that I truly enjoy, is that it takes me somewhere else and gives me a lot of food for thought. And then what people don't realize is, like, reading Scott's book or watching a movie I was in or reading Trent's blog, it may spur their own book. Something you wrote is inspiring someone to write their own book, not rip you off, but inspiring them to write their own story. of all this. And that to me is super exciting. That's
one has to wonder how many bloggers respond by reading Trent's work.
That's what I say.
This is great. I want to do
that's
this.
That's right. And Trent is now a producer of a TV show. So it also goes to show, you know, the evolution of someone, and then you'll have a whole new passel of fans. All right, you guys, I could keep fangirling this whole podcast, but do you all have any last thoughts on this quote?
Yeah, the last thing I want to touch on is the part where Gene is saying one of his greatest enjoyments was to find the kind of people that he and the writers attracted from their work with Star Trek. And that's another thing that kind of I can connect to, because once the blog got popular and I was like, I don't know how to sell advertising, I had to have help with that. And then when I got the demographics of who was reading my site, I was so happy to learn that it was young professional women. something about whatever I was putting out was resonating with young, intelligent, professional women. And I'm like, if that's my audience, I must be doing something really, really right, because, you know, like, that's something I was always very proud of. So I can understand when Gene says one of his greatest enjoyments, because that was one of the greatest enjoyments for me, was to learn that my audience was educated, female.
Oh, dude.
You know.
Mine, when I had actual scientists sending me fan information, or like, and they, you know, you look at the bottom, it's like, so-and-so PhD, and you're like, what? It's like that similar thing, that you are creating a thing that you want to be honest and accurate and resonates with that audience. I can relate to that quite a bit.
So lastly, I'll fangirl on John Glover. Trent's going to tell you where to see the videos, but he's such a great actor. You'll as soon as you see his face, you'll recognize him from a million things.
Yeah, you can watch a video of John reading today's quote on our social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we hope you'll join the three of us again tomorrow for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's quote. So tweet us, post us, DM us, whatever.
We're at Roddenberry on Twitter and Facebook, and at Roddenberry Official on Instagram.
Quoting Gene Roddenberry is a Roddenberry podcast hosted by me, Rachel True.
And me, Trent Venegas. Producing are Claire Kramer and Kelsey Goldberg, with executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Engineering and editing are provided by Elizabeth Joy Windham.
And special thanks to all those who were kind enough to read a quote and give a voice to Gene Roddenberry's everlasting words.
Live long and prosper.